Hey there, my friend, Jonathan Doyle with you once again. Guess what time it is? It is daily podcast time. Thank you for joining me on this little adventure we're going to have today. Please make sure you've subscribed. Hit that subscribe button for me right now. It makes a big difference. Our world is sadly and increasingly run by algorithms, and your single subscription will just make that algorithm sit up and take notice and propel this content to the lofty heights of digital downloads. And the good thing about that is more people get to hear it, which I hope will be good because it's completely free. And I'm just putting it out there because I hope it's a blessing to people. And there are links here to everything else. My Instagram, J Doyle Speaks, one word. Website, jonathandoyle.co. You can book me to speak live. Consultancy, coaching, a whole bunch of other stuff there. You can find out about everything that I do and offer on the website. Friends, if you've been listening this week, this is in fact Joseph Campbell week. Joseph Campbell is the mythologist and fascinating thinker and writer. We've been talking about him this week. I've been in the studio all this afternoon putting these episodes together. I've had a ball. I always say, if it's just me and Mum listening, that's fine because I enjoy doing this because I like the amazing ideas of so many interesting men and women. And this podcast is kind of a broad personal, moral, emotional, physical, spiritual development podcast where we simply look at ideas and concepts that are going to help us grow. And what's the purpose of growing? There are two reasons. As we grow, we become more fully who we are created to be. And that's a good thing because as classical Greek philosophy tells us, the teleology of being human is perfectibility, excellence. We're designed to become more of what we already are, to grow, to develop, to manifest all of the amazing stuff that's been put inside us, to transcend those things that hold us back. And the second thing is that as we grow, we're able to contribute more. We're able to love. We're able to love, and that allows us to participate in the fundamental modality of being itself. The basis of all reality is generous gift, love. And as we grow and as we heal from things, we're in a better position to love and care for other people, and that's a good way to be. So that's the two things we're trying to do: grow for our own purpose and reasons, and then also so we can bless others. All right. I want to give you another quote here today from Joseph Campbell. We'll do one more tomorrow, and that will probably do us for the Joseph Campbell week here on the Daily Podcast. But listen to what he says here. I'm going to tell you it. I'm going to tell you what it is, and then we're going to riff on it. He says these words: you must have a room or a certain hour or so a day where you don't know what was in the newspapers that morning. You don't know who your friends are. You don't know what you owe anybody. You don't know what anybody owes you. This is a place where you can simply experience and bring forth what you are and what you might be. This is the place of creative incubation. At first, you might find that nothing happens there. But if you have a sacred place and use it, something eventually will happen. All right, why is this important for you? Because for the last... wow, it's got to be at least 30 years. It'd be close to 30 years. For 30 years, with almost without fail, I have a place or a time each day for prayer, for stillness, for silence. And, you know, because we have kids, that for me most days is 4 a.m. So I'm going to tell you my routine. It's like I have a beautiful downstairs office and an amazing, amazing coffee machine that has a timer. God bless the technologist that came up with that. Because there is nothing worse than waking up and having to wait. I think this does fall in the category of first world problems. There is nothing worse than having to wait for the coffee boiler to heat up to 91 degrees. I think hell will be like that. I think hell will be like you will keep waking up and it'll be a coffee machine and it will just take a million years each time to get towards correct temperature, and just as it gets there, it'll reset and you'll fall asleep and wake up again. Anyway, that's my take on hell. And so, but back to reality, I get up, the coffee machine's ready to go, have a coffee, and I have this beautiful space. And for me personally, my routine is at present is I have time reading my Bible, and I do a great deal of journaling. I've got a beautiful journal, and I bought really nice pens, which I've had for a long time, have beautiful pens, and I try to be self-effacing on the podcast, but there is something that I'm really good at. And this one thing that I'm really good at is I have beautiful handwriting, like really beautiful. And I'm a bit fixated because if you see my journal one day, you know, if we ever have a chance, if I'm at an event and I have it with me, it's like flawless. Like every single line is filled to an exact space. It's just perfect. It's just this sea of beautiful text. But my point is that the mornings for me is this beautiful time of complete stillness. It's late summer here, so, you know, I can have the doors and windows open in my downstairs space, and it's just so still. It is sacred. It is so still and quiet. And I don't feel like I'm stealing from my family because they're still asleep for a few hours. And then, but what I want to suggest to you is that this time, frequently as I give myself to it, is just this rich time of silence and being and sitting and thinking and writing and reading. And I think that Campbell is right. Out of that place comes creative incubation. Now, I'm no one's judge, but I'm pretty sure that most people are not, do not have rituals like this. So most of us are doing, who knows, right? All sorts of, what's the old saying? We let the urgent get away in the way of the essential, or some variation of that, right? We live a contingency life, right? We have a plan, but it just gets knocked sideways. So that's why I get up at 4. Now, for you, you may not be a morning person, you might be a night person. You might be able to fight for a space some in the day. But I think what Campbell's getting at here is we must create a place and a time to honor our own being, our own inner life. So I've been talking a lot recently about an article that I read on distraction, and the vector of distraction in our culture is addiction. So media companies have figured out that the first big change in the game was distraction, right? So when social media emerged, it was able to break the nexus that we all had to particular radio stations or particular television stations, right? That nexus got broken through constant interruption. So the purpose of social media in many ways was to create that distraction. And so we had huge numbers of behavioral psychologists working on it. And then the distraction leads to addiction, because the real power for the tech companies is not in distraction, it's in addiction. That's where the power is, because their advertising models are predicated by time on screen, right? So you have to be able to prove to potential advertisers that this is the average user's, you know, and it's all broken down by demographics, by sex, by age, by location. So they're able to sell the data showing whose eyes are on what screen for what period of time. So the game isn't just distracting us, it's getting us addicted. And Instagram's an incredible example of that. So one of the things Campbell's talking about here is creating an environment where we are very careful to, really careful to make a time where distraction and addiction are not present. So I've had to work at this more and more. So now I'm at a place where I increasingly don't even turn the phone on until later in the morning. Because I said to one of my kids yesterday that I'm a pretty disciplined guy, but I have no illusions that I'm going to beat the best behavioral psychologist in the world. Instagram is like just interesting. It's just like interesting. But let's come back to this basic premise that he's offering us, is that if you want to live a full, rich, interesting, connected, passionate life, then you need to honor yourself with this kind of time. I'm a Christian, so for me it involves prayer and my Bible and reading scripture every single day and sitting with that. So I tend to also read books by the writings of the church fathers, the patristic fathers of the, you know, the early 3rd and 4th centuries of the church. Go figure. But what I'm trying to put in your heart today is there is this peace that comes in darkness and solitude and knowing that no one's going to interrupt you. Have you lost that? I reckon there's a good chance you may have lost it. I'm not saying that critically. It's just very likely. So finding that time and space. And I teach this to people in seminars. Part of doing this is a way to honor and care for people. It's a way to honor and to care for people. So do not see it as selfish. See it as an existential necessity for your own life and for the life of the people you care about. And if it seems daunting, start with 20 minutes. Find a place. Find, you know, even if you're not a Christian, you might find that there's a church near your office where you can go and just sit in the back row for 20 minutes a day and just experience that stillness. Okay? Because out of that stillness comes ideas. And Tony Robbins always talks about state, right? State. So the three things that control our life are state, story, and strategy, right? So the state that we're in physiologically, the story we tell ourselves about reality in our lives, and then the strategy we use to execute. But the state is really crucial. So if you're ever in a bad state, if you're ever really depressed or miserable, you don't tend to come up with a lot of great ideas, right? That's true, isn't it? But if, you know, for me, I used to get off the bike sometimes at like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning after some crazy 2-hour training ride, have a double espresso, and I swear I could solve every problem on the planet for about 20 minutes. I was like, you're so jacked, right? You're just totally jacked and your state's in a really good place. So what Campbell is talking about here is getting ourselves in this creative state where it's peaceful, where we're calm, where we're able to honor ourselves through introspection. You know, Aristotle famously said that the unexamined life is not worth living. The unexamined life is not worth living. We need to examine our lives sometimes. Where are we at? Where's our heart at? How are we tracking? All right, that's it. If you want to let me know what you think, you can email me, jonathan@jonathandoyle.co. You can hit me with a DM on Instagram @jdoylespeaks. You can find everything else on the website. You can send me an email through the website, jonathandoyle.co. You can book me to speak live, conferences, events. I do a lot of high-level business consultancy for major corporations. So it's all on the website, jonathandoyle.co. God bless you, my friends. This has been the Daily Podcast, special Joseph Campbell Week edition, and you and I are going to talk again tomorrow.